shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, Jesus gave to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine.
My name is Jeff Shank, and I'm the Director of Alumni and Parent Engagement here at Eastern Mennonite University. And this chapel service kicks off our 2016 Homecoming and Family Weekend. We hope that you plan to join us for some of our events this weekend, and I want to thank you in advance for sharing the campus with alumni and parents. This morning, it is my honor and privilege to introduce a few of our 2016 awardees, alumni awardees. You'll be hearing from Donna and Wayne Burkhart first. Donna and Wayne Burkhart are our Distinguished Service Award recipients. Donna and Wayne are 69 and 67 graduates of EMU. They've spent the last 30 plus years serving Gold Farm, a residential therapeutic community that helps individuals suffering with severe depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. After Donna and Wayne share a little about their story, we'll watch a video. Grace could not be here this morning, and it was difficult for her to return. Grace is our Outstanding Young Alum awardee. She's a 2010 EMU graduate who, for the last 5 years, has served jointly with Servants to Asia's Urban Poor and Virginia Mennonite Missions. Both of these awardees represent our mission to prepare students to serve and lead globally. Thank you for welcoming them back to our campus. Donna and Wayne, if you come up and share with us.
We're so happy to be here with you today, and there are a lot of memories. We are quite old, but it doesn't seem long. It doesn't seem long. I was sitting out there in a required alphabetical order with Joe Burkholder at my side, who happened to go to Gould Farm before I did, and so on. So that's one of the many, many, many things that I remember from our time here. Try to keep this short and not bore you with me here, but we know that you here have the same kinds of feelings that I did. And to think about a life's work, either in prospect or in review, and I won't tell you where I am, is daunting. We live by the day with all the surges of sensation and waiting, joy and dislike. And this makes our world, and it's so heightened for us in the kind of work that we do. I sometimes say nothing is faster than alternating current except the human emotion. 50 hertz, if you're in Europe, 60 hertz. Yeah, that's life. My journey, together with Donna, took me to Gould Farm in Western Massachusetts, in many ways, returning to the land to what some of you might still remember as a small, rural, insular Mennonite community. This one was in northern Michigan. And to the idea of living in a small community after over a decade of the wide world, college, this was somewhat of a wide world for me. And then to back home, I couldn't shake the farming, and teaching a bit until it got too busy, and then marrying and farming some more, and then development work in the Congo for a few years, and then work on a master's degree at Michigan State University, and going right to Gould Farm, where, as we've said before, my major professor said, don't take that one, that's a dead-end job. So here we are, and it is intensive work at Gould Farm, as we are supposed to be recounting to you today. We can't do the give it the depth that it could give without recounting of tales upon tales of people and their successes and their failures in rehabilitating themselves beyond some of the worst blows that we hope most of you will never know in life. So we're working with people on the edge of suffering and mystery, accepting the present with them, and to share our reserves of hope and patience to hopefully carry them through. Our time-honored method is to carry on the ordinary tasks of life, sharing as we can in our work that we are interested in. I still love farming, and inviting our guests to give of their best with the presence that they have on each day. They work in all areas of our operation in what I like sometimes to call the rural arts. And of course, some of that includes food service, which may not be so rural, but you get the idea that we are working on a sustainable sort of basis, trying to bring as many things, and another favorite word of mine is import substitution. So we try to import substitute even the growing of tea leaves and things like that. The rural environment has always been a plus for healing of all kinds, and we see many examples of its life-giving attributes. Lowell was an accomplished immigrant from Luxembourg whose cosmopolitan life in New York City ended with the ending of her marriage. She She has told us that at Gould Farm, and described many times the transit since she became staff, described the transformation, the newfound purpose in life while digging ditches in the fields. I don't even think we were dug the right way, and I would use a tractor, but anyway. Bill, more recently, was a Connecticut civil rights lawyer for most of his career. After a severe mental and emotional career and break, devastating to his life, he describes finding a whole new appreciation for the natural world. What was he doing? Well, mostly feeding pigs in my department of the farm department of the farm. He describes more eloquently than I could ever recount, even if I had the time, how he is awake now to things that he never realized would be valuable, interesting, and exciting and call him back to life. He is now a peer counselor in our organization, a volunteer, and a wonderful example of people who cycle back to help us after they have been helped. Those of us plying our normal trades, whether farmers or storekeepers or chefs or whatever at the small Gould Farm operation, feed on this style of life as well. I think it's kept me from my worst episodes of depression and so on to be able to work the land. This way we keep our reserves of interest and provide the sustainable environment that we think is increasingly essential to our world. It's a small model, but it's a model of the way that we integrate life for those people who probably need that extra integration, including me, who respect the professions and the very specific professional work that is done in our lives. I have a replacement knee, for example, but who need ourselves something to connect us back to those things that I mentioned that Lowell and Bill have found very necessary in their lives. Intellectual though they may be, they need the earth, or they need the elemental. They need to learn the birds or something. For example, I planted several acres of all wheat last week, giving you a little bit of a measure of the farm. Just several acres of wheat, but I share that with everybody in the community, those who don't know anything about wheat, those who don't realize that 36.5 million acres of fall wheat are being planted this fall to nourish us all. Our little plot is on low ground. It probably won't add much to the national production, but it's ours. It's a part of our positioning of the personal and of the present in the vast world of personhood and time that we all of our lives are exploring and marveling at and coming to terms with and disagreeing with and saying that we could do better. My time at Eastern Mennonite was good preparation for what was to come. Professor Lehman's teaching of the book of Job: I had heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes seeth thee, and I repent in dust and ashes. The drama club presentation of MacLeish, his wonderful rendition, J.B. It was right on this stage, and I think Ken Reed played the devil, and Glenn Lehman maybe played God with their masks. Wonderful work. Read it. The invitation by Professor J. Herbert Martin to the wonderful works of Gerard Manley Hopkins, The Wreck of the Deutschland, with its "Over again I feel thy finger and find thee." Read it. It is so wonderful. I couldn't find a poem from Robert Penn Warren that has been, after writing a sort of a so-so term paper on the, his major work, which is the all the king's men. I happened just 10, 20 years ago to find his poem, Blessed Accident. That is a poem that reminds me of the Massanutten Peak and looking down, and of our life, how we find God through our living, through our doubts, through our faith. And Donna will express a little bit of that better than I in some of her reflections on the farm and maybe a bit of poetry.
Connection is everything. I feel connected to you this morning because I sat here in the third row where Wayne and Kathy are sitting so long ago. In real estate, you say location, location, location. At Gould Farm, working with our guests who are struggling, I say connection, connection, connection. People who are struggling with mental illness so often feel disconnected from everything that we take for granted. Restoring that sense of connection is the most basic piece. Not a psychiatrist over here and a patient over here, but bringing those worlds together in true connection takes time, and it takes the structure of getting out of your head and into your hands with the work that you do. And that's what we do at Gould Farm. It's for those folks who are at a particular stage of their recovery and of their work, but who, given lowest common denominator services, aren't going to break through unless they have what we all need to live our lives fully. And that's a sense of belonging, of place in the world, and of true connection. And that's what we're after at Gould Farm in the work that we do. I was always going to be a teacher, like my sister Vivian Beachy, who taught at EMHS for many years, and who Jeannie just this morning said, oh my goodness, you look just like Vivian. And I was going to be a teacher and write poetry. J. Herbert Martin, Weather Vane, Hubert Pellman, Herman Wright's The Cost of Discipleship, so much from my years at EMC, then EMU, form is a piece of who I am. We were in Congo, as Wayne said. We had our two boys. Went to grad school, and I did ESL. I was going to be a teacher. Then we went to New England, to Gould Farm. I went sight unseen. I was so glad to be out of university housing into a little cottage in New England. We went abroad to New England after being in Congo. And we haven't looked back. Maybe we've peeked back a few times. But it captured us. It connected to us. And for people who are struggling with illness, they suddenly find themselves out in left field. They've been going to be doctors or lawyers or whatever the path is. Pastors, teachers. And suddenly, they find themselves out here in left field. And they and their families want so desperately for them to go back to that spot and go forward on the track that we all know. High school, graduation, college, graduate school, marriage, family, happy ever after. And when your path is suddenly out here in left field, how do you find your way when there's no going back? And so what I like to think Gould Farm does for some people is to provide a bridge. And they can cross the bridge to a new path forward. And it takes more work to do that well than any doctor does. A doctor who aces, or a med student who aces anatomy, doesn't go out and perform surgery the next morning. Not on me, he doesn't anyway, or she. But there's an internship And I like to think that some of the work we do at Gould Farm is an internship for our guests who are there. And they get into their hands, they practice with their hands what they have learned in therapy. And they have a foundation in good medical care. Medication is an essential ingredient for stabilizing in cases of schizophrenia, bipolar, schizoaffective disorders. But with the foundation, what they're doing at Gould Farm is building the house of their life that can withstand over time, along with using good tools. Wayne's a farmer, we believe in tools. Using good tools to build and sustain the house of their life. There's so much I could say. I talk to families. My role at the farm is talking with families, with guests, with therapists, with doctors, with psychiatrists. Who am I? I'm not a social worker. I'm an English teacher that never quite got there. I'm going to read you a poem that I wrote because I still like to think that someday I'll write poetry. It's called Blue Vase on the Table. This simple pottery vase, the blue of Berkshire skies in late September, full, rounded in the shoulders and slender, strangely caught in an altered light that doesn't seem to come, but rather is, stands without the distraction of flowers, demanding nothing, but waiting to catch my eye as I step in this early morning. In this moment, it contains all that is in my heart, all the years of coming in the door, of staying here in this simple country place, amid the comings and the goings, the constancy of change, the fullness of opening up my hands, and empty, letting go. A simple pottery vase, a milk pail, a sap bucket, an empty cup, a box of pansies, a feed trough, a candle, an envelope, a poem, a song, a garden. In any altered light, our eyes will recognize the places into which we each can pour our hearts and find our souls. Thank you for coming this morning, and I want to invite you, if you ever need a break, to come to Western Massachusetts. Gould Farm and we have open arms and open hearts. If you're between graduate college and graduate school and you want a year, sustainable agriculture, gardening, working at a bakery, or thinking about going into social work or med school or whatever, come to Western Massachusetts and give us a call. We'd love to have you come.
Thank you.
To us with Making her home among the urban poor in a country half a world away from her family is a call and a joy. Grace is the 2016 Young Alumnus of the Year for Eastern Mennonite University. Grace graduated from EMU in 2010, but her sense of call to serve among the world's marginalized was planted long before then. "I think my parents are mostly to blame," she has said. After spending her early years in Pittsburgh, where her parents were pastors, Grace urged her parents to pursue a dream of returning to MCC work. The family moved to Manila, the Philippines, where Grace began ninth grade. Grace remembers a particularly significant time helping her father distribute MCC school kits and food supplies to a rural community affected by flooding. In Manila, Grace's family struggled with many aspects of living in a massive, underdeveloped city, yet their day-to-day lives were relatively comfortable. And Grace wondered, wouldn't Jesus be living on the streets with these people instead? Grace majored in culture, religion, and mission at EMU, taking part in service trips, cross-cultural study, and missions conferences. Upon graduation, she pursued her call to incarnational ministry among the poorest of the poor. During her first year, a fire devastated her neighborhood. Many who had lived there for decades were forced to relocate. The couple's work includes children's ministry, tuberculosis intervention, and for Grace, work with expectant and new mothers. Each weekday, Grace and Hugo welcome about 60 neighborhood children into the small classroom next to their tiny home. Morning preschool and kindergarten classes are followed by an after-school program for older children. Each Friday is a special health education or arts and crafts day. Preschool activities prepare children to move into the public school system. Tuberculosis is common in slum communities in the developing world. Government medication is free, but getting a diagnosis involves negotiating many hurdles. Grace's team offers transportation and support with diagnostic tests and paperwork. The couple then encourages their neighbors to complete the lengthy medication regime. One of Grace's greatest joys is a weekly class to discuss nutrition and provide mutual support with expectant and new mothers. She recently began a training to become a doula, who accompanies women during and after their birthing experience. Despite the discomfort of extreme heat, smells, and acrid smoke from the nearby trash heap, Grace and Hugo are at home. The bond with their service team is strengthened by regular prayer, shared meals, and frequent fun. The neighborhood women have become true friends. Grace asserts she is not making a big sacrifice. She finds joy in being where she is supposed to be. "We believe we can meet Jesus here, and that's where Jesus wants us," she says. "We have a lot to learn, and hopefully we're making a little bit of a positive difference." During a summer 2016 furlough in the U.S., Grace and her family rested, renewed friendships, and shared about their lives in a variety of settings.
Hi, EMU Homecoming 2016. I'm sorry I can't be there in person to be with you this weekend. I send my greetings and just want to say thank you for recognizing me with the award. And yeah, I accept it, and I'm grateful for the recognition, and invite you to journey with us and pray for us. And thank you. God bless.
So I think incarnational presence sums up what I heard from both of our awardees, all three of our awardees, and connecting in a meaningful way. I hope that we can do that this weekend, but in our callings well beyond this weekend also.